Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. I have not worked out for almost 2 weeks, and I want to explain to you what happened, what this looks like, and what really happens when you take time off from working out. Many of you guys know I just got back from Japan. I had the most incredible time, and I'm not sure if I'll do a separate video sharing about that trip, but it was incredible. And I didn't work out the entire time that I was there. We were there for basically 2 weeks, and I had no desire to really like work out per se. We did a lot of walking while I was on vacation, but the truth is nothing dramatic happened. I did not die. I did not gain a million pounds. And I want to share this with you because I used to be so terrified of falling off track. I used to be so terrified of going on vacation and being out of my normal routine. I love my routine. You guys know I'm like the queen of habits. I love my routine. I love getting up early and doing my workout and going for my walks and going to bed early. Like, I love routine, not in an unhealthy, you know, in an unhealthy way, but in like a very healthy way of like, I love my routines. And I used to be so terrified of taking time off from the gym, like literally even taking a day off from the gym used to give me so much anxiety. I would feel so guilty. Like if I was tired, I would force myself to still go to the gym, or I would still force myself to work out. I used to be like, I would feel so bad. I would feel so guilty if I took time off from the gym. And this trip to Japan, I decided that I was going to just take some time to just live my life. You know, I spent about 2 weeks just living my life. We went to Nintendo World. We had the best time there, even though it was like pouring rain the whole time. We went to Nintendo World. I went on go-karts. We were literally riding the streets of Japan in a go-kart, like literally on the streets of Japan in a go-kart with all these cars beside it. It was literally insane, so freaking dangerous, but it was the most fun thing I've ever done. We went up the Kyoto Towers. We went up the Tokyo Tower. We learned how to use a samurai sword. We watched a sumo wrestling practice. Like, I just spent time enjoying my life. And I want to remind you that you can still prioritize your health and fitness goals and take time off from working out. You can still prioritize your health and fitness goals without gaining a bunch of weight or feeling bad about it. You can care about your health. You can care about your fitness. You can care about even the way that you look without obsessively needing to work out every single day. You can take care of your health and still enjoy all the delicious food in a different country, even if you don't work out. It's not like, oh, well, because I'm not working out, I have to deprive myself. No. Again, you don't also have to get into the all or nothing mentality. Just because I wasn't working out and like lifting weights, I still moved my body every day. We still did lots of walking. I still made, you know, good choices when it came to my food. Yes, I enjoyed all the delicious food, but I still was listening to my hunger and my fullness. If right now you are feeling stuck in the diet binge cycle and you're yo-yoing in weight, it's probably because you have an unhealthy relationship with rest and you're feeling guilty about taking time off from the gym, or you're spending time over exercising, which is extremely hard on your body, and that's not healthy either. When you have an unhealthy relationship with rest, you're pushing your body. You're going to the gym even though you're tired. That's not health. When you're spending time over exercising, that's not health. When you say, ah, oh, screw it, I'm just on a vacation and I might as well not work out, or I haven't worked out in 2 days, so like I might as well not work out today and I might as well just binge. That's not healthy. That's the all or nothing mentality. If you're stuck in the yo-yo diet binge cycle and your weight keeps yo-yoing up and down, up and down, up and down, it's probably also because you're trying to be perfect with everything. Perfect with how you're eating. Perfect with, getting in your workouts, like I said. But that li literally leaves you into the all or nothing mentality. When I used to go on vacation, like I said, it would literally be like either still need to work out every single day, still need to eat super healthy, still got to deprive myself on vacation. Or I would say, screw it, I'm not working out. I'm going to eat whatever I want and then like just literally enjoy myself and then I'll get back on track when I get home. That's not healthy. And that's what causes you to yo-yo because it's restricting and then it's binging and then I got to get back on my diet and then I can't handle the diet and then it's binging. And that's what keeps you in these cycles. If you're stuck in the diet binge cycle, you're most likely obsessing over the way that you look. And when you're so concerned about the way that you look, you subconsciously restrict yourself. When you don't like what you see in the mirror, when you don't like what you see in a photo, when you don't like the way that your body looks, you restrict yourself. You deprive yourself, and that's ultimately going to lead into binging, right? Because you're not prioritizing satisfying meals. You're just eating what you believe you should be eating. You can have the best time on vacation and stop stressing over the way that you look. You're going to be able to stop stressing over calories when you have a better relationship with rest. When you allow yourself to take time off, you remind yourself like you're not doing anything bad. You are allowed to take time off from the gym, whether it's a day, whether it's 2 days, whether it's a weekend, whether it's like myself and it was almost 2 weeks. You are allowed to rest. Just because you normally work out 5 days per week doesn't mean you need to work out 5 days per week on vacation. Or just because you work out 5 days per week this week doesn't mean next week you have to work out 5 days per week. What are you making resting and taking time off from the gym mean? If you're making it mean like, oh, you're lazy, well, you're just gonna gain a bunch of weight, then you're gonna feel like you can never take time off. I use this kind of phrase a lot, and it's so true. You're not gonna lose weight by going to the gym once. You're not gonna gain weight by missing a day. You're not going to lose a bunch of weight by eating a salad. You're not going to gain a bunch of weight by taking time off from the gym. You are allowed to rest. In fact, I was even telling one of my clients this, and I said, I'm a very routine person, but sometimes it literally feels so good to be, I don't want to say out of routine, but in a different routine so that you get the excitement back. Because when you're in a routine, it's like the same thing over and over again, right? Like myself, I wake up at the same time. I typically work out, at a specific time. Sometimes, I go to yoga classes and I go for this walk and I go around the same block and then I go to bed. Like everything's kind of just the same. And when you have a different routine, it's like I came home and I was excited to come home and like be back in my routine, not in like, oh, I'm excited, I gotta, get back on track. But it's more so like, I love my routine so much. Like, you kind of need that little break in order to create that excitement back, especially when, again, you're doing the same thing over and over again. It can feel repetitive, it can feel kind of stagnant sometimes. And sometimes when you have like a little shift in your routine, it's like that's what creates the excitement, that's what creates the momentum again. So don't see taking time off from working out as a bad thing. Again, it could be a day, it can be 2 weeks like myself, it could be however long that you want. And it's like, don't make that mean that you're lazy. Don't make that mean that, you're gonna gain a bunch of weight. I had the best time ever. I was living my life. Priorities can change. And again, you can still prioritize your health and fitness. This is not black or white. This is not like, oh, you can either have your health and fitness goals or you have to, say screw it and just eat whatever you want on vacation. It's like you can find this beautiful balance when you have a healthy relationship with rest. Something else to really keep in mind as well too about like having the best time on vacation is actually allowing yourself to have a good time. Eat the delicious food. Stop stressing over the calories. Stop forcing yourself to restrict yourself. Like, you're on a vacation. Yes, you don't want to get into this group mentality and be like, I'm on vacation, I'm just gonna eat whatever, because that's not healthy. But again, enjoy yourself, right? Like, you guys, this is life. I never want to regret and be like, oh, I traveled all the way to this country. I traveled all the way to Japan and like, I just deprived myself the whole time. Like, that's not living. That's not living. So enjoy yourself when you're on vacation, right? Again, it doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy myself, meaning I'm going to have 25 desserts in a day. I'm going to enjoy myself, so I'm going to overeat. That's not enjoyment. Enjoyment is still listening to your body, but enjoyment is I really want the ice cream, so I'm going to allow myself to have it, not deprive myself. Right? Allow yourself to enjoy the food. Yes, the food's different. Yes, you're going to have delicious food. Allow yourself to enjoy it. The last thing that will help you just have an amazing time when you're on vacation is to be present and to soak in every single moment. Not be mad that you're not at home in your normal routine. I used to do this. I literally, like, anytime I was out of routine, I'd be so agitated, I'd be so irritable. I'm like, oh, I'd much rather just be at home, like stuck in my routine. And that's because I didn't trust myself. When you don't trust yourself, you need rigid rules. You need structure. You need routine, right? When you trust yourself, you can be flexible. You can be spontaneous. You can go out to the restaurant. You can try different foods. You can take time off from the gym again because you trust yourself. Be present and soak in every single moment. Again, on this trip, like, I was barely even on my phone, and it just felt so good to just like be there and be present and to enjoy every single moment. You cannot be present when you are obsessing over the way you look or what you're eating. You cannot be present when you're tracking your food. You cannot be present when you are insecure in your body. You cannot be present when you're in your head overthinking every single one of your food choices. Being on vacation is a gift, it's a blessing. And you want to soak in these memories. And I always say memories over macros, because you will remember the trip, you will remember the memories, right? You don't want to be like, oh, I remember that trip. Like, yeah, like, I barely ate, or like, oh, I was full every single day. Like, you want to remember the memories, the laughter, the good times. So soak it all in, be fully present, like, be in the moment. Stop worrying about the calories. Stop worrying if you're falling off track. Stop worrying that you're out of routine. This is life. This is life. You want to be able to travel and go on vacation and be spontaneous. You don't want to just be at home all day. Like, I used to think that that's what I wanted. I was like, all I want to do is like stay at home and be in my normal routine and just not go out for dinner because I don't have to like consume so many calories, and I just want to like be at home so I can like get my workouts in. That's not living. That's literally being in a prison. And again, you can find this balance. Again, I have good routines. I have healthy habits, but I'm also going to go live my life and travel or go out for dinner. Like, it doesn't have to be one or the other. Again, you don't have to choose between enjoying your life and having fun and having fit health and fitness goals. I am literally living proof that you can have both. You can have both when you find the balance between the two. Between, I'm gonna take care of my health, I'm gonna prioritize my health and fitness, and also I'm gonna enjoy my life, right? My form of movement, we were walking all the time. We did so many tours, we were doing so many, we were walking a lot. So I'm like, I literally have no desire to like work out. I don't. Even in our hotel, there wasn't a gym. I would have, like, in the past, like, forced myself to work out even in the hotel. But again, because I trust myself, because I have a healthy relationship with food and my body, I have a healthy relationship with rest. I don't feel guilty for taking time off. I'm like, I'm moving my body. To me, that's self-love. I was still moving my body every day because that's just what I do. I love moving my body. It makes me feel good, right? If I was just laying on the beach all day, like, laying down, like, maybe I would have gotten a workout here or there. Not every day, but maybe I would have, a few times. You can enjoy all the delicious food on vacation without binging, without overeating, without feeling guilty, and actually come home with memories, not regret because you ate too much or, you deprived yourself of all the delicious food. Like, you get to enjoy your life. You get to still prioritize your health. You still get to have health and fitness goals while taking time off. Like, you are not going to gain 1 million pounds when you're still listening to your body and you're still taking care of yourself, right? Again, it's not black or white. It's not, I'm on vacation, screw it, gonna eat whatever I want, not even gonna bother working out, whatever. And it's also not, I gotta be rigid, I still gotta do this, and I gotta do this, and I gotta be perfect, and I gotta eat like this, and I need to make sure that I stay on track so that, I don't gain a bunch of weight. That's not living. That's not living. Vacations now for me are so different than they used to be a few years ago. And I'm forever grateful that I put in the work to heal my relationship with food because coming home with memories and like looking back on my camera roll of all these photos and just like feeling so present and enjoying my time, enjoying the food, but being present with my husband, enjoying all the, beauty that another country has to offer, it's really, really, really the greatest gift. And I hope you choose to allow yourself to experience this beautiful life that you have. We've got one life. We've got one life. We've got one life. And no one ever said, I am so glad that I went on vacation. I deprived myself of all the foods. Like, nobody ever says that. So you can have this healthy balance. I am living proof. You can make this happen for yourself because it's the greatest feeling in the world. Enjoying yourself and still prioritizing your health. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys soon.